Oh, hi, Jose. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Oh, excellent. Good to hear. I was just following up because we're still having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
You know, I think that it's been like 7-8 months that I talked to someone and I told him that I don't want to keep doing it because they just get no jobs. And I think at least I pay you guys for like 1.5 years without getting jobs.
Let me see here. I'm on your dashboard. Have you ever been on your dashboard by chance?
Never, ever, 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 ever.
Oh my goodness, Jose. This is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 1,745 times, and you have 247 Google actions, including clicks to your site, which is josesconcretenv.com, and clicks to call you from the first page. So I think that you're getting a ton of work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware, because there's also 192 calls on the dashboard that come in through the tracking number that we have on your Google page and on your website.
Yeah, probably, but when I hired you guys, I told you that I never used that thing, and when we start, I get phone calls, and later it changed to dashboard and this and that, and I never went into it. I don't know how to use it. I mean, I can't figure it out. I hate it. You know, all my life I just been working, work, and the phone makes me sick.
Yeah.
Sitting on the computer and all that, I just can't do
so
it.
With this program, all you have to do is answer the phone when people call you. You don't have to get on the computer. But the reason you might want to get on the computer is to see the results that you're getting. Because right now you probably think you're paying for something and you're not getting a return on it, but you're getting a ton of work out of this. Because people are finding you on the first page, they're clicking on your website, they're clicking to call you. So, you know, if this account ever were to cancel, it would dramatically affect your business because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google would unravel and the website would come down, josesconcretenv.com. And I don't want to see that happen to you either because you're getting solid results from this.
Well, yeah, how come I don't get no calls?
So it's showing me on your dashboard that in the time that you've been with us, you've had 247 Google actions, including 184 clicks to your website and 63 clicks to call you. So what that means, Jose, is if somebody looks you up or looks up your service and they find you on the first page and they're doing that search through their smartphone, then they can just click to call you. They don't have to actually dial your number, right? But if they're doing the search from a regular computer, then they have to click to your website to call you. So that's happened 184 times clicks to your site and 63 times clicks to call you from the first page. And then on your website and on your Google listing and Bing and all the directories, we have a phone number of 702-553-3001. When people call that number, it forwards over to your number. And that's happened 192 times where people have called through the tracking number on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells us on the dashboard, it tells us May 8th, you had a call from 336-809-6436. On May 1st, a call from Rock Springs, 307-371-1950. On April 29th, a call from 702-219-8301. That person called you two different times, and then they also texted you in Spanish. Then there was a call on April 22nd, James Donaldson from 253-459-9966, John Fitzgerald on April 19th, 702-588-1870. Another call, April 17th, 702-524-8223. So these are just the ones within the last 30 days, and the list goes on and on. I mean, there's a ton of calls that are coming through the tracking number, and it looks like you're answering them because I can see a 2-minute 37-second call. I can see a 2-minute 45-second call, a 3-minute 47. So if, let's say that people were calling you and they weren't getting through, or it was just going to your voicemail and they were hanging up, those would show as like 2-second calls and 3-second calls because they never left a message or anything. But because these are 2- and 3- and 4-minute calls, that tells me that you're picking up the phone and you're talking to them when they call.
Yeah, probably. I'm not sure if I did one job because most of them jobs are real small and they don't want to pay. I mean, you know, sometimes I can get 7x8. Not even 100 feet. And the minimum you can get concrete is for like 500.
Uh-huh.
And at least you need one laborer, but, and then you have to travel. And, you know, it's like, if minimum I'm charging is like 2,000, they're not going to pay. And then just, and a lot, I got a lot wasting times like that, a lot.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
So,
and people who want to repair something, they don't want to spend money either. They think you are magic and you're going to go and fix it. And, you know, a crack, you can hide it, but still, I'm not going to charge $1,000 because you have to travel and waste a day with a couple guys. And
yeah, of course.
You know, it's just, I'm frustrated because I'm more broke than never before.
I see. So the nice thing about this program, Jose, is it's only 129 month to month. So if you calculate that out over 30 days, you're only paying $4 a day to keep it going. So you don't have to get jobs for thousands and thousands of dollars for this to pay for itself. You know what I mean? One job pays for it for over the course of the month, and that's considering that you take out your labor fees and your material costs and whatnot, because for $4.30, I can't even take my granddaughter these days to McDonald's for a happy meal and a milk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it makes it way worth your while. So there's a couple of things I can do to help you out. Is your payment is past due from April 17th, which means that you're going to have another charge on May 17th, which is what, next week? And I don't want you to have two payments like that so close together, especially if, you know, you're telling me that things are tight right now. So what I can do is once we get this April 17th payment up to speed, I can push the next one out 30 days, which means you'll be paid in full all the way until June 10th. And that would prevent that next charge from going through.
So that means I have to pay what?
You would just have to pay $129, just the April 17th payment. I wouldn't charge you for the May 17th payment because it's before May 17th, so I would just push that one out 30 days for you.
All right.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of value out of it. I wish I could show you the dashboard, which I will if you want me to show you the dashboard. You don't have to ever go on the computer, but I think if you see what this is doing for your business, you're going to be very surprised because I think that right now you're probably just not aware of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But which one is my password?
Let me send it to you again on your email. I'll send you a login. We will have your username, which is your 10-digit phone number with no spaces or dashes. And let mm-hmm. me see if there's a temporary password in here. If not, I'll set one for you so you can get in. Oh, there is one. Okay, perfect. The temporary password is MyMedia. So just MyMedia, but that information is in the email that I just sent you, okay?
Passwords, my phone number, and username.
Yep.
Yeah, my username.
Yep. And when you put in your phone number, just put in 702-400-2644.
Yeah.
You don't have to put in any spaces or dashes or anything like that. You just put in the 10 digits.
Okay.
Okay.
And
then
the other one?
The password is my media. And that's also
okay.
All lowercase, all one word. So it's just M Y,
okay.
And then M E D I A.
Okay.
Okay. And then for that $129 payment, it's saying that the card that we have on file ends in 1174. It's saying that that card number is invalid. So is there another card that you'd like to use for that payment?
Yes.
Okay.
Give me 5 seconds. Let me go and get it.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time. I'll wait for you.
Okay.
Is it still
okay.
The same billing address, Jose? P.O. Box 2541?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the new card number.
Okay, 4758.
Okay.
2485.
Okay, got it.
6813.
Okay.
1172.
1172. Okay, expiration?
0227.
And the code?
139.
Okay, so let me get your authorization, and like I said, that means you're going to be paid in full until June 10th because I'm pushing that next billing out. And then if you have any trouble later getting on the dashboard or if you have any questions, just feel free to call me. My number is on those notifications that I sent you. My name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777, okay?
Okay.
All right, and I did get the green light for you, so you're all good to go. So thank you for updating that, Jose, and have a really great weekend coming up, too.
Thank you. So your extension is?
My extension, yep, 777. So it's a 777.
Oh, the lucky numbers. All right.
I was going to say, you should remember that because you're in Nevada, right? You probably see the 777s
yes.
all the time.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
By the way, how my services were in Vegas, Mesquite, or all over, or what?
So the actual program itself in on Google is Set Your Business Address, which is in Mesquite. However, I can see that you're getting traction from even outside of that area. So how it works on Google is it's a large net, if you will, where you start where you're logistically located, and then eventually you spiderweb out into those surrounding areas, meaning the more people that find you from those surrounding areas, the better results that you'll see and the more areas that you'll be found in. So I'm seeing that you are spiderwebbing out into the surrounding areas as well with this.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, and that all shows on the dashboard too. So you're all good to go. And like I said, if you have any questions, just feel free to call me. And if not, have a really great weekend too, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Jose. No problem. Bye-bye.